Nelson, a pro-Trump state lawmaker who filmed himself storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has resigned, and more arrests were announced on Saturday as part of an investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol building. Derek Evans, a Republican member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, announced his resignation Saturday in a one-sentence letter to West Virginia's governor. Evans was charged with entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds and with disorderly conduct. If convicted, he faces a year and a half in federal prison. Evans broadcast a Facebook Live video of himself breaking into the building with a crowd of rioters. Media reports say Evans has since said he wanted to apologize. Richard Barnett of Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested Friday morning and charged with entering the office of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, where photos show him sitting in Pelosi's office with his boot up on a desk. He faces three counts: knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and theft of public property. That's according to court documents released on Friday. Barnett faces up to 1 year in federal prison if he's convicted. He's been arrested in Arkansas and awaits extradition to Washington. Jacob Anthony Chansley, who appeared in photos and videos wearing a fur hat with horns and paint on his face, was arrested Saturday and faces charges including violent entry and disorderly conduct on the U.S. Capitol grounds. Chansley is scheduled to appear in court next week. FBI Director Christopher Wray said the charges announced so far are just the beginning of the FBI's efforts to hold accountable those responsible for Wednesday's rioting. From Washington, you're listening.